House Ag Committee members spar over states' rights today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. California's Proposition 12 mandates pork housing standards for producers anywhere who sell pork in California. But now Congress will consider a challenge to that. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson says Prop 12 has been bad for American farmers.
As of the first quarter of 2025, 12% of small pork operations have exited the market or shifted production away from breeding, citing regulatory uncertainty and high transition costs.
Thompson says California has no right to impose pork production standards in other states.
Only 20% of Californians voted in that election. And of those 20%, only 13% in California approved this ill-thought provision. 13%. That is not a mandate.
The top Democrat in the House Ag Committee, Angie Craig of Minnesota, weighs in.
I think Congress also needs to be mindful of the voters in California. We should think carefully before allowing legislators in Washington to override their will. Prop 12 is clearly a contentious issue, and it merits thoughtful, bipartisan discussion. Even today, any true representative of farm country knows that Prop 12 is a concern for producers on both sides of the issue.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.